Classic Love Stories 2, read by Edward Fox and Joanna David. Spindleberries by John Galsworthy. The celebrated painter, Scudamore, whose studies of nature had been hung on the line for so many years that he had forgotten the days when, not yet in the Scudamore manner, they depended from the sky, stood where his cousin had left him so abruptly. His lips, between comely grey moustache and comely pointed beard, wore a mortified smile, and he gazed rather dazedly at the spindleberries fallen onto the flagged courtyard from the branch she'd brought to show him. Why had she thrown up her head, as if he had struck her, and whisked round so that those dull pink berries quivered and lost their raindrops, and four had fallen? He had but said, "Charming! I'd like to use them." And she had answered, "God!" and rushed away. Alicia really was crazed. Who would have thought that once she had been so adorable? He stooped and picked up the four berries, a beautiful colour, that dull pink. And from below the coatings of success and the Scudamore manner, a little thrill came up, the stir of emotional vision. Paint! What good! How express! He went across to the low wall, which divided the courtyard of his expensively restored and beautiful old house, from the first flood of the River Arun, wandering silvery in pale winter sunlight. Yes, indeed. How express nature, its translucence and mysterious unities, its mood never the same from hour to hour.